Thanks to a grant from the Golden Leaf Foundation, Brevard College is moving ahead with plans to become the only college in Western North Carolina to offer an agriculture education program. Welcome into this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week from WNCW. My name is Paul Foster. We're going to be talking about that subject with our special guest, Jennifer Frick Rupert, Professor of Biology and Environmental Science, as well as Chair of the Science and the Mathematics Division at Brevard College. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
What does this exciting news mean for the college?
As you said, excited about this new program that we have coming online. We have been approved by the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction to offer the agricultural education program. And it fits perfectly in with an existing major that we already have, this environmental studies. So our interest in environmental studies has long been in sustainability and sustainable agriculture. And this is a natural fit for what we already offer that's going to be able to enhance the program and hopefully bring in some students who are interested in agricultural education in the western part of the state.
Now, the grant provided by the Golden Leaf Foundation, I understand, was $75,000, and it has allowed you guys to do what so far?
We have hired a professor of agricultural education. Her name is Gina Rakovich. She comes to us from Suwannee University of the South, where she was farm manager there, and she has a degree in agriculture from Montana. We already hired her. She'll be joining us in the fall. And we're now in the process of purchasing a greenhouse that we're going to put on campus. Our location is going to be right next to the campus cafeteria to be able to provide some items that will be able to be used directly in our cafeteria.
Jennifer, why would you say that this grant fits Brevard College?
There are several different advantages that we have. One, as you mentioned early on, we'll be the only program in the western part of the state to offer agricultural education. We've been working closely with Andy Von Cannon, who's the Western Region Coordinator for Agriculture Education. He was formerly the high school ag teacher at Brevard High. And we've worked closely with him to be able to shape this program into something that fits his vision for what a teacher needs when they get out and are ready to go into the workforce and teaching agriculture in the high school, as well as provide what we already offer, that interest that we have in small-scale niche markets. That's what Western Carolina does, that Eastern North Carolina, with their large agricultural fields, they just have a different style of agriculture. So we're already poised in that area, in that market, and that's the style of agriculture that we're interested in and the style that we can teach. The grant allows us to expand on our already existing programs. We already have a strong teacher education program. We already have a strong major in environmental studies. We've got student interest. We've got faculty interest in it. This just gave us the opportunity to put it all together, all these disparate parts, arrange those around one faculty member and one feature here. And then I think we'll be able to grow the program from that point because, as I said, we have other faculty and students who are interested.
This is the WNCW Friday Feature Interview of the Week. We are speaking with Jennifer Frick Rupert, the Professor of Biology and Environmental Sciences at Brevard College, about the news that Brevard College is able to move forward and become the only college in Western North Carolina to offer an agriculture education program. Brevard joins a small list of schools across the state. We've already made it clear that, of course, Brevard will be the first of its kind in Western North Carolina for the agriculture education program. Do you happen to know the other schools in the state that have been offering the program?
The University of Mount Olive, which is in the eastern part of North Carolina, is rather similar to us in that it's a small school. It has about 1,000 students. It started its program, I believe, about 10 years ago total. I'm not positive of that date, but they have been able to attract a lot of student interest from the eastern part of the state. The best-known school is, of course, NC State in Raleigh. They have relatively few slots for people that are interested in the programs. North Carolina A&T also has an agricultural education program, and I believe it's mainly online. There aren't a lot of different options for folks. Students, again, who are coming from the eastern part of the state, they are used to that really large-scale agriculture, which happens in the eastern part of our state. And what we want to do is be able to provide something for our own students who already are in high school here in the western part of North Carolina, surrounding states too, perhaps, the kind of agriculture we already practice here is that small-scale niche agriculture, trout farms, apple farms, Christmas tree farms. They aren't those huge fields of corn and soybeans that you see in the East. So it's a different style that will attract different students, and we hope some local students.
In the last few minutes, you were naming some of the jobs that are out there in the agricultural industry. Yours is primarily focused, of course, on education, someone that would go into the classroom.
The aspect that we're focusing on here is really agriculture education. We see that our students, once they graduate our program, will be ready to go into a high school as the agriculture teacher. There are many jobs that are out there for agriculture teachers. Every high school in the state has one. Many of them need two, and we simply don't have enough teachers that have the credentials to be able to provide that. So agriculture education is really focused on the education part, and it will have students ready to go to teach high school throughout the Southeast. We have many other states have reciprocal agreements with North Carolina, and so if you have a teacher licensure in North Carolina, you can go to other states and teach that as well. That's the strength of our program, but we also have that other aspect in that you can have a major that's environmental studies that maybe you don't do teacher education, but now we're going to be able to offer those agricultural classes so that we'll have students who are coming out with a degree not in education necessarily, a degree that's in environmental studies, and that's environmental studies will have an emphasis that's sustainable ag. That sustainable agricultural aspect of being able to manage small farms, to do that in a way that provides for a long-term investment. That's what sustainability means, that you are able to produce items, food in this example, you're producing it for use immediately, but also for use in the future.
Tell us the target date for when the agricultural education program would begin.
We have been approved already by DPI, so it's a matter of this fall being able to pass the courses that we already have envisioned, I've already outlined, have already shown to DPI. We'll pass those through our own college, and we expect that to go through this fall, and it'll be ready to roll in the spring semester. Classes will have the sustainable agriculture. We'll start with a minor, so we'll major in environmental studies, or you can major in business and get a minor in sustainable agriculture. Have that all ready to go by the spring semester.
Brevard College, introducing an agricultural education program for Western North Carolina. Thanks to our guest, Jennifer Frick Rupert, Professor of Biology and Environmental Science, as well as Chair of the Science and Mathematics Division. Thank you so much for your time.
It's been a real pleasure, Paul. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
WNCW also provides our Friday feature interviews as a podcast on our website. That's at wncw.org.